चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे So, what is the purpose of the first purpose? First purpose, what is the importance of first purpose?
Unity and
peace.
Unity and peace.
Unity
and peace.
And peace. Why this unity and peace? If you are united, then there is peace. So, ISKCON is meant for? ISKCON is meant for? Huh? ISKCON is meant for? ISKCON is meant for? Huh? You are awake or?
Real unity and peace.
We are for?
Real
unity and peace. This unity, we cannot get anything other than Krishna consciousness. Anywhere you go, you see, they may be very, very united, but that unity will not last for longer. What is the difference between that unity and Krishna conscious unity?
Real temporary. Real
temporary.
Temporary permit, that's not the real reason. The real reason is? To? No.
Centered around Krishna.
Centered. We are keeping Krishna in the center and we are trying to please Krishna. But the other thing, we are not keeping Krishna in the center but something else. That's why that's not possible. So if we also, we the members of ISKCON, not keeping Krishna in the center, again we'll have the problem. What Prabhupada told, ISKCON cannot be destroyed by outsider, but only within. You understand? I think so. This China made.
Yes.
That is also not last longer. That's the problem, isn't it? Okay, hereafter we have to be very careful, we have to have some spare.
I'll bring it next week.
Better, thank you.
I have one.
Good, good, good. Okay? So how we can bring the unity? Only if you keep Krishna in the center. Then definitely there is peace. How it is possible to bring that unity? Because each one having his own desire, as though we are keeping Krishna in the center, that's not possible. We are also here for more than 50 years in ISKCON. ISKCON. But still we have so many problems. What could be the problems? That's due to what? Due to? Second purpose.
Consciousness.
Our consciousness is not pure. Our consciousness should also be Krishna conscious. We're all here, but how many people completely absorbed? It's not possible. Isn't it? That's not possible. We have our mind going somewhere else, really somewhere else. We are chanting, then we can understand. Isn't it? So the important point is also consciousness. The consciousness should be as per Bhagavad Gita and then Bhagavatam. This is the second purpose. The very first purpose, we want to bring everyone united. Then only we will get peace. Second one, to bring everyone united, we have to take care of the consciousness that is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the Bhagavad Gita? What the Bhagavad Gita tells?
Surrender to
Krishna. What the Bhagavad Gita?
Surrender to Krishna. Sarvadharman Paritajya.
Don't have anything else than me, Krishna. Aham Sarva, what is the thing? Krishna is telling Sarva Sacha. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Matta Sarvam Pravartit. I am pervaded everywhere. From me coming everything. Everything belongs to me. In that case, if our consciousness is not of Krishna, as though we take all precautions, we cannot become perfect, satisfied. This is very, very important. This Bhagavad Gita is telling Sarva Dharman Paritachya. In Bhagavatam, what the benefit we got? In Bhagavatam, many pure devotees, they accepted Bhagavad Gita and they led their lives accordingly. So what the gain they got?
Love of Godhead.
No, you are not understanding my question. You all answered also, many people. What the gain?
There is no loss.
So what? Better, you are telling 50%. You are coming to 70%. Even in loss, there is gain. The loss is not loss, in fact. The greatest loss in material world is death. Isn't it? The greatest loss. But even in that greatest loss, it's not loss. It's a
gain.
Cause for the gain. Just test that one. See whether there is the power or not, otherwise you can keep. The charging, I don't think so, that the charger is there. You ask Sridhar Mitra. Please understand, this Krishna consciousness, our ISKCON, is the topmost one. Now I realize the person who got addicted, I can say that much, addicted to Lord Shiva, he also realized his own mistake. You are following me? In my class, I observed even
a person who is addicted to Lord
Shiva from his birth. He also attended my class and confessed his mistake. Now, he is going to rectify his mistake. This is that much topmost. Krishna consciousness is that much topmost philosophy. And we people, the leaders, they do not know how to behave, how to preach. That we should understand little. You understand? One point I told, what I didn't tell, what I told, can anyone tell? If anyone speaks something that is contradictory to Krishna consciousness principles, how we have to behave? Please come up. I didn't get you.
Is there any benefit?
If someone is telling some statement which is contradictory to Krishna consciousness, you are Krishna consciousness person, you are leader, and the other person is coming and he is telling some statement contradictory to Krishna consciousness, how you will deal with it? We have to go away.
We are defeated.
You are the preacher. Preacher means you are more than a doctor. You have to preach,
Defeat him.
Right to convince how? The very first point is, we cannot say that when your statement is wrong. First, please note down, anyone is telling some wrong statement, first of all, you cannot say that your statement is wrong. Then he is going to lose all the enthusiasm. Don't say any negative things. That's very difficult. Refers to Shastra, for the leaders they have to refer to the Shastras and learn something. But for the neophyte devotee, we cannot tell refer to Shastra and all. First point, we cannot say that when you are wrong. Okay? Then something is happy. Second one, you have to give some examples. What all the problems of difficulties, sufferings, if the person follow the same thing, the statement what he is telling now, that one. For example, I say, the person who came to me is telling that he is very much attached to Lord Shiva. I never told that one, you are very wrong. I never told, you are very, very correct, but something missing. He's very, very happy. Whatever be the thing he wanted, he asked, he got them. But he never asked. What he never asked?
What is good for me?
What he needs for his own benefit. All the time you can see the people, those who are addicted to these demigods, they ask, I want this, I want this, I want this. But demigods never say, no, I cannot give like that one. Even someone wants to touch the head of the person, that head, the whole body should become gold. So Lord Shiva cannot say, no, I cannot give like that one. He cannot discriminate. Because that is portfolio of all demigods. That Krishna arranged all the demigods to fulfill the desires of all the people. So they cannot say, no. Okay? The mistake we have to bring out. Education is nothing, all are children of Krishna. We are all children of Krishna. You are also children of Krishna. I am also children of Krishna. What all you have, that I also have. But I realize something more, and you have to realize something now. That's only the difference. Huh? It is not something I am getting and putting you, putting in your head. I am doing something. What I am doing? I am bringing that out, which is dominated by something else. That's why we are telling chanting. Chanting is purifying. Yeah? If the bulb is giving so much power, the bulb is covered with, if I keep some cloth, folded cloth, and cover the bulb, and I am turning on the bulb, there is power, but we cannot get the power. If you remove that covering, then definitely we get this, isn't it? So now also everyone got all the knowledge of Krishna, Satya, Chitta, Ananda, eternity, knowledgeable and blissful, everyone got. It is not that one, something is not there and we are putting something. The leaders of spiritual master, they are not giving something from outside and giving you. They are actually removing the ignorance. Please understand. Don't think that I am very nice preacher. I can make even a brass to gold. It's not that one. You are already gold only. This is the leaders. They should not get puffed up. They are not the doers. Krishna is the doer. We are just helping. One elder brother is helping the younger brother. Those who realize they are the elder brothers, those who are yet to realize they are younger. That's all. Don't think that one, I cannot become like this one. People say, no, Prabhu, you can become like this one, but I cannot become. What is the statement, Krishna conscious statements in this one? Which Krishna conscious statement you can approach in? What is it?
No material impediments.
Very correct. Like this you should answer. Then you can become real leaders. Okay? So, the Bhagavatam is telling about the consciousness. You are not the body, you are the consciousness, soul. So even you are dying, you die, there is no loss. But you don't need this material body. How great it is. We are with this material body. It means that we need this material body. Why? We are not yet pure. When you are not pure, that time we need this material body. In this material body, if you purify this body, you become pure, then there is no necessity for this material body. Why? You are going to get spiritual body, our own spiritual body. It's not nice. Actually, in spiritual activity, there is no loss. Even if it is apparent, like loss, there is no loss, but you are going to get some benefit. This is Srimad Bhagavatam is telling. Draupadi wanted to kill Ashwatthama because Ashwatthama killed all her 5 children. But after seeing Ashwatthama, she is telling, don't kill him. Free him. Leave him. This is the power of Bhagavatam. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. This is power of transforming our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So this is the second purpose. Second purpose is we are making all the people to understand that you are consciousness. That consciousness should be Krishna consciousness, according to Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. You cannot find about the consciousness anywhere else. They don't deal very nicely other than Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Okay? Today we are taking the third purpose. Please note it down. Huh? Everyone should have this statement, sir. Today you are going to tell and I am going to speak. You have to read very often the statement, sir. Please note it down. To bring the members of the society, to bring the members of the society together with each other, and nearer to Krishna, to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity Krishna, the prime entity. Thus developing the idea within the members, the prime entity, thus developing the idea within the members and humanity at large. Developing the idea within the members and humanity at large. That each soul is part and parcel. Developing the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Developing the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. I'll read the full statement now. To bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. Thus, developing the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Everyone completed now your thing. So, as a ISKCON, Prabhupada wanted to help the entire world, humanity at least. So the members of the society, here we are talking about, the Prabhupada is talking about members of the society. Who are the members? And he's telling at large, humanity at large. Humanity at large means they need not be the members of society. Humanity is common. But members means particularly we are talking about. So who are the members of the society? How we can say that he is the member of the society? Follows Krishna consciousness. So if we set up some rules and regulations, anybody wants to follow that one, we can make him a member. That is normally everybody does. We normally say, you have to chant. You have to follow for regulative principles. Like that one, step by step will increase. We immediately don't say that when you have to chant 16 rounds now onwards. You have to try to chant. If he accepts, we can make him member. So like that, when anyone who wants to follow our rules and regulations is the member. Those who say that one, even proper time also, Prabhupada asked so many people, they are lying on the roads. They are very difficult situations. And Prabhupada tried to help them. Prabhupada go around and ask them, can you able to stay with us? We will provide you roti, kapada, makan. But you have to get up early in the morning. You have to chant. You have to attend Mangala Arati, all the things. But they told, no, we cannot do all these things. We will just eat, sleep, and take rest. So they cannot be the members. At least they should accept the rules and regulations. Here also, those who are not chanting properly, they cannot get any benefit. This is our own sadhana. Chanting, following four regulatory principles and taking only prasadam. This and all sadhana. Sadhana means?
Austerity.
Sadhana means practice. Okay, there's some related one. Sadhana means the process. That is not included when we were outside. When we come to ISKCON, that time we say the process. When you are outside, the process is not applicable. But if you come to ISKCON, you have to apply that one. That is for your own benefit, that is going to help you to follow the rules and regulations. The process. Sadhana. Sadhana is also, we say in English, sadhana. Practice makes a man perfect. To follow all rules and regulations, you have to practice the sadhana. Isn't it? A material activity, you may become perfect, but as you become old, you may become imperfect. Please understand, a material activity, as though you get trained, you have retirement. Even before that, voluntary retirement is also there. You understand? But in Krishna consciousness, there is no retirement. What's the difference? At every point I put the questions, what's the difference between practicing material and practicing spiritually? Spiritually, that is continuous. Yesterday also I was telling, continuous and continually. A material practice that is continuous, and not continually, but that is going to spoil, that is going to destroy it. That is not going to last forever. Isn't it? The expert doctor, he did this, but he's not survived. The patient is not survived. What is the difference? In spiritual activity, Krishna is the person to give the results. In material activity, Krishna is not handling that one. Maya is handling. That's not permanent. That's why the fools, after seeing the advertisements and the billboards on the roads, they are taking care of?
Body.
Any advertisements you can see, that one day, this gives you how best you can take care of your body. But at last, they all get disappointed. Isn't it? But in devotional service, anything that you gain, that never be lost. That is permanent. We never lose that one. Because Krishna is devotee. ये यथा मम प्रपद्यन्ते तां तथैव भजाम्यः. But spiritual material is not like that, Father. And we people, we are following only material activities. So the members you understand, isn't it? Then can anybody read that one?
Bring the members of the society together.
Together is very, very important term. Together means in one roof. And?
With each other. And
each other means?
Together.
Each other means?
Without any bias.
Each other, we cannot miss anyone else. Each one should have closeness to each one. Everyone should know other. It means that in second purpose we learn the consciousness. So each one got the consciousness. Consciousness is at a different level. The topmost level is Krishna consciousness. But we are not, all are not at the level of Krishna consciousness. We have some different. So we should know each and everyone their levels, how best we can help them. Everyone is a spirit soul, please understand. Some people say you get out. Then we never understood Krishna consciousness. We cannot say anyone, don't come to my class. If a doctor tells that I cannot treat you, you get out means unfit doctor. The doctor cannot say you get out. If he's really not knowing that subject, he can refer to somebody else also. But in Krishna consciousness, the referring is not necessary. Each doctor should know everything, because it's only the soul. Understand? So please don't say that I cannot help you. If you cannot really help you, what you are supposed to do? If you are really cannot help the neophytes, they are preaching. They are unable to answer to the question. How can you say that? Please don't come. See, you have to invite them to our classes also. This is the opportunity for them to come to the classes. Okay, but I cannot help you, Prabhu. Please go somewhere else. Being the member of Krishna consciousness, you cannot say that one, I cannot help you. You understand? Anyone for the matter. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. That we should understand. So each other, everyone is consciousness, Krishna consciousness. We have to try to understand. That's why we are telling not to take part with anyone in a dispute. Okay? Isn't it? That's wrong. They are not Krishna conscious then. Please understand this one. If I cannot help him, means I should depend upon Krishna. I should pray Krishna. Please help me to help him. Okay? But we cannot say that one, I cannot help you. In that case, what we can say? How can you help someone? Someone is very, very adamant. Prabhu, what all you are telling, that's wrong, Prabhu, I don't accept. What the final thing you have to tell?
Chant.
At least for your own sake. You are whatever be the thing you are telling, it's okay. But in addition to that one, try to chant Hare Krishna. At least you accept this prasadam. Okay, this way. But don't neglect anyone who comes to you at least. And don't misguide also. Don't misguide them. Okay, the members of the come together, each other, and
nearer to Krishna.
Where to take him? All are coming. Then we have to take to someone now. Isn't it? But here, many people, they are coming together. You can see so many programs going on. But they destination is entirely different, isn't it? Most of them want to go to paradise. Paradise means swarga, swargam. We forget ourselves and enjoy. Gangster's paradise. Swargatil sirapavya. Isn't it? Everyone, you can ask, everyone, what the final destination is, swarga. The person attained heavenly planets, one is giving up his body, then we mention he attained heavenly planets, because that only we know. We do not know beyond swarga, heaven, what is there. Swarga is also non-permanent. The permanent thing is there that we do not know. That is Vaikuntha Loka. Goloka Vrindavan is the topmost. So here, in this material world, the best place is taking them nearer to Krishna. You can bring, then can you fill up this? You can bring a horse. You cannot force the horse to drink. Here also we are doing. We cannot change anyone, anything, but we can bring them to nearer to Krishna. Then Krishna will take care. Then you cannot say, you cannot claim yourself that you want to transform him. You are putting your effort to bring the person nearer to Krishna. Even for us, we cannot purify ourselves. If Krishna is pleased with us, he purifies us. We are not the person doing it. We can try our best to bring them to chant and bring him closer to Krishna. Then definitely Krishna will take care. That is the thing. We are helping Krishna. We are helping these people. Krishna wants all the soul come closer to him. Stay with Krishna. Live happily. Don't suffer in this material world. You may give one diamond ring as a presentation. That's not going to help permanently. Isn't it? But if you give the love of God, Krishna consciousness, someone, that is the best of all. That's the best of all. In that one, actually, we are giving Krishna to them. Who is the maintainer of? Maintainer of?
All universe.
All universe. Maintainer of?
Everyone.
Better.
Thousand.
Whole creation.
I am not Brahmana. I am not Kshatriya. Scratch your head. You also are not getting? Servant of? Servant of main point.
Servant of Krishna.
Oh God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vaishnava.
Servant of
Krishna.
Gopi. Gopi is also maintained by
Krishna.
You know the Gopi? Gopi lives is completely dedicated for the pleasure of Krishna. Pleasure of Krishna. Even such gopis are maintained by Krishna. The maintenance is required even if you become gopi. You understand? Even if you become like gopi, you need to be maintained by Krishna. And we peoples, we are not even coming to the level of gopi, and we want to maintain ourselves and our family. Isn't it? Everyone is there. I am working like donkey to maintain my family. He's shouting at the wife, I am working like donkey just to maintain you people. Isn't it? It's not foolishness. We should depend upon Krishna. He can maintain that one. we cannot mention anything. Gopi, Bhartur, Pad Kamalayo, Dasa. How nicely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. And first of all, he told that I am number one fool. So we should understand all these things. Yes. Okay. This one, anyone, anything you are doing, you should give them Krishna. But in WhatsApp messages and all, we are forgetting Krishna. Take care of your headache. Take care of your stomach. Take care of your leg. And there is no message of Krishna. The purpose Prabhupada is teaching, take them closer to Krishna. Krishna also telling Sarvadharvam Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Please understand. Here, one point I noticed. In WhatsApp, there are many people, they are doing for self, can anyone tell? Self?
Glorification.
Self?
Glorification.
Better word. Self?
Motivation.
Self-respect.
Respect.
If anyone is paying obeisances to his own leg, feet, is good? Is good? Huh? So this is the self-respect which we do not, many people ignorantly, they are sending this one, using this WhatsApp message. Anyone can tell about himself? What is the system in our ISKCON? Can anyone tell how to address one person?
Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, can you address yourself, Prabhuji? Sundara Murari Prabhuji. Who are you? I am Sundara Murari Prabhuji. From Chennai. Many people, you see, you all registered your names as Sundara Murari Prabhu. Check up WhatsApp, you take to Parameswara Dasa. You just check up Parameswara Dasa. Is Parameswara Prabhu mentioned or Prabhu, something else? Otherwise, his divine grace Parameswara Prabhu. You check up that one. Those who mention their name as Prabhuji, they are not at all Krishna conscious. They cannot help Krishna. They are against Krishna. No one can give their own self-respect. They are supposed to respect even those who are disrespectful to us. Amarina manadena. A very simple thing we do not know. How we are going to help others? How we are going to give the love of God to others? Amarina manadena kirtaniya. You are taking your own respect. How you are going to give respect to others? How you are going to correct your mistakes? No one call, who are the name of the sign, Parameswara Prabhu. Not a, Prabhuji also some people like some. Some people neglect even that one, Dasa. And Mata is a Devidasi. They are not mentioning Devidasi. If you are having the self-respectful, you are neglecting Krishna. Please understand. Krishna is very, very sensitive. We may not be sensitive. But Krishna is very, very sensitive. Please understand. Whenever you are called, means you should say that I am Parameswara Dasa. Not Parameswara Prabhu. Parameswara Prabhu is speaking. You understand? This basic thing. How best we can please Krishna is the base of this foundation. The foundation is not good. Whatever may be the beautiful building you construct, that is going to collapse one day. No self-respect. If you give respect to yourself, you cannot give respect to Krishna or your leaders. Okay? So we had to help others only by taking them closer to Krishna. If that is not there, you are taking them closer to their bodies, take care of your body. But Krishna is telling, even in accident, you lose your life, your body, you are coming back to? No one is telling you. You are going to meet some accident if you cross this railway crossing lanes. At least that time, you are not listening my words, at least you remember Krishna. No one is telling her. You understand? Please don't act like this. You cannot become the leaders actually. You cannot become, what I can say, recipient to receive the mercy of Krishna. Krishna is the person he can do. Even the Mirabai was administered with the
poison.
Isn't it? Forcibly. She has not taken that one seriously, Ariska. She never denied that one. Is it? She never protested that one. She took, having faith in Krishna. And we are in your faith. This WhatsApp message, we are making people to lose your faith in Krishna and be strong, having very strong faith in materialism. First of all, we should understand who we are. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is taking care of me. If I become rebellious to Krishna, then Krishna is going to neglect me. It is within us. You want to be obedient son of Krishna, or you want to be rebellious son of Krishna? It is within your hand. Everything is sanctioned by Krishna. Even if you take poison, that has no effect if you are Krishna conscious. Bhakta Prahlad. You understand? We should keep the love of God. Okay, my dear Bhakta Prahlad, you are forced to take poison by your own father who gave you this body. You take, don't go against the words of your father. But remember one thing. What? Oh Arjuna, you are forced to fight. You have to fight. Opponent, great warriors, invincible, Bhishma, Drona, you cannot win them, but you have to fight. How to fight? Remembering
Krishna.
Me. Okay? Isn't it? Then he become victorious. Isn't it? So the whole world is like this one now. This is the Kurukshetra war feel like. How much care you take, you are going to get hurt. If you become Krishna conscious, even if you get hurt, there is no loss. Which is better? You understand? Don't forget Krishna. That's why I am insisting you people to see the cause of a cause. See. Don't see is as a Radheshna. You see that within him there is Krishna. Paramatma is there. Paramatma is taking care of Radhesh. But we are not seeing that one. Hey, be careful, be careful. This is the force. This material world is called Dukkhalaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned. How we can make the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam wrong? Can you refute the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam? Every step there is problem. Padam, padam, vipanam. And we want to be very careful. How you have to be careful? Having Krishna consciousness, not anything else. Don't become like Dhritarashtra. Sorry, don't become like Duryodhana. I don't want you, Krishna. I want yours. How nicely these things are all mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. See, Krishna in everyone. That's there. Isn't it? This is the best help you can do. You give love of God. Take them closer to Krishna. Don't take anyone to somewhere else. Isn't it? And then? Sorry. Nearer to Krishna. Krishna is the?
Prime entity.
Krishna is the?
Prime entity. Prime entity.
Tell like that when your pronunciation is very, very important. Prime entity. Why this is insisted? Krishna, the prime entity. Is there anything other than this prime entity?
Only one.
Is there anything else than the entity?
No?
Living entity. All the living entities are not prime entities. Prime entities, one. There are so many entities. 84 lakhs of entities are there. They are subordinate. They are not prime. They are subordinate entities. For all subordinate entities, only one prime entity is there. He is Krishna. You understand this point? For all the entities, the prime entity is only one. He is Krishna. Bring all people closer to Krishna, such an entity, prime entity. Prime means? Prime means? Better answer. Very, very important. Without that one, you cannot even survive. Prime means that much. If you want to survive, you have to take shelter. Isn't it from the prime? Prime minister.
Only
one will be there. If there are two, means that it becomes Ravana Raja. Only one means Rama Raja.
Unique.
We have to accept anything just like Arjuna accepted. Karishe Vachanam Tava. I do anything that you instruct me. You understand? That's why Krishna is called the prime entity. We are all subordinate entities. One whole is there. The rest are all the parts. We are all parts. Parts should obey the whole. Then only parts be happy. Otherwise not. Okay? Prime entity Krishna.
Thus developing the idea.
Thus only in that way. Thus means in that way only. Developing the idea. It means what? Developing means? Earlier it was not there. Then only we are developing. Isn't it? What the developing is the idea. The idea which was not there earlier, now we have to develop that idea. You got the point? We are developing something means which was not existed before. That one we are developing. What is that one? We are all?
Parts and parcels
of Krishna. Anybody got the? You go and ask in the street, who are you? He will say, I am Mr. He's also self-respected. I am Mr. So-and-so. They never say without Mr. also. I am Mr. So-and-so. But none of them tell, I am part and parcel of Krishna. This idea no one got. You understand the point? No one got that idea. I am part and parcel of it. Even Arjuna never knew that one till Krishna is telling to him. As Arjuna is Krishna from his childhood. So this is the duty of all Krishna conscious people. to tell others, you are not the body, don't take care of the body. You are the soul, take care of the soul. This is the preaching. For this only we have to use WhatsApp. We are trying to teach them, take care of your body, take care of your body. All the things are like this only. All the messages are like this only. How we are going to help Krishna then? The idea, no one got the idea. Even if you put the symbol of idea, you are not going to get this idea that you are the part and parcel of Krishna. That idea, sifas are not going to give this knowledge. Isn't it? Unless we don't read Prabhupada's books. Isn't it? So please understand that one. Everyone has no idea, the real idea, who we are. This is our prime duty. This is our prime duty. To make others to understand that they are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Then you need not take care of them. That's the obligation of Krishna to take care of all of us. Don't try to take care of others. If you dispose everything to Krishna, then Krishna has the obligation to take care of all. It's not true. This idea we had to bring. Otherwise we are not the preachers. We are fooling ourselves. We are cheating ourselves. We are cheating even Prabhupada. Telling Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, and I'm doing nonsensical things. Anything you are doing to others, that should make them go closer to Krishna. You understand? With the idea that they are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Now everybody accept this point that we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Anyone they don't accept this one, please raise your hand. Honestly, please, anyone, you are not the part and parcel of Krishna. Ever accept, no? So this is our duty to please Krishna for our own benefit. Isn't it? Even in horoscope, we apparently say that one, there are malic planets and benefic planets. Benefic means they do something good. Malic means they do bad. But actually, Krishna, there is no bad and good in horoscope also. As we do something wrong, then the effect of the malic planets be there. If you don't do any bad thing, then the effect also nullified. So if we become Krishna conscious, then we are very, very free. We need not bother for anything that comes upon. We need not, even if the danger comes upon us, we need not bother. Can anyone give any example for this one? I don't bother anything. From Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. No, that's not a good example. Bhakta Prahlad was completely absorbed in Krishna. So that example I'm telling, they are not completely absorbed in Krishna. They are as casual as we are. And they think that because of Krishna I have no problem. Ambarish Maharaj also completely absorbed in Krishna. The event is there, there is some danger. But the danger is not considered. Oh, it's dangerous, no problem. I have Krishna. Cowherd boys. Agasura. Agasura was not there yesterday. That day only Agasura is appeared. Agasura means who is that one? He opened his mouth, just like a cave of the mountain. Yesterday there was nothing, today some funny things came. So everybody got enthused. But as they are going closer and closer, they fall. This is something wonderful, but it's dangerous. But yesterday was, it was not there, today that is there. Let us know this one. Some people, yesterday some people giving the hope, and all thought that one, whatever may be the thing here, we have
Krishna.
Krishna is coming behind. We can go inside, let us go inside. That much confidence they had with Krishna. They got inside. And the mouth was not closed till Krishna enters. The Agasura wants to swallow Krishna mainly, not these gopas. As Krishna also thought, unless I don't get inside, I cannot protect my boys. Guru also like that one only. I have to take some risk to save my followers, my disciples. So Krishna got inside. Agasura closed the mouth. All got suffocated. Then Krishna did some miracle. He expanded himself. His body bigger, bigger, bigger. So the snake got burnt out. Exploded. So all came out. So that much faith we should have. Krishna is there. If you become Krishna conscious, you are going to become. If you become Krishna conscious, you are going to become. You are going to become
fearless.
That's what is that one? Abhaya. Abhaya. Bhaya, na plus bhaya, abhaya. Bhaya means every materialist people are bhaya only. And they are very much afraid of anything. Something may happen to me, I'm going to be killed. But if you become Krishna conscious, oh, what is that chaka is going to give me? Trouble, no problem. What is Agasura going to do me? No problem. What is the Hiranyakashipu going to do me? No problem. This Krishna conscious person. His name is Abhaya Charan. Isn't it? You want to become Abhaya, you want to become Bhaya? Abhaya means you have to become Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. You should think that I am not this body, I am part and parcel of Krishna. So this third purpose is very, very important, that we understand we are part and parcel of Krishna. It is our duty to render service to Krishna, not to anyone else. Isn't it? Please understand this point. We didn't have that idea. From this one, we should understand each and every one that we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. We have to do. But in this opposite side, we have material ideas like what we are sending in WhatsApp. Again, I told that one, Ganges paradise. All come together and make very funny programs merrily. What I witnessed in his places, is a group of buildings are there in his place. They do some funny things all the time. Yesterday also was there. So this is the gangsters' paradise. They cannot go even to paradise, but here itself they are making together paradise. They are in paradise, so forget yourself and enjoy like anything. So this way we are misusing our human body. This is only a privilege for the soul to get the human body, and we are misusing them. Isn't it? Manushya, Janamapaya, Radha Krishna, Na Bajya, Janiya, Sunya, Visha, mankind. If you give the idea to others that they are also part and parcel of Krishna, then you are going to be empowered by Krishna. Isn't it? Books are basis. Utility? Principle. The principle we should follow, the utility that's available in the books of Prabhupada. Don't read any other book. Don't listen to anyone else. Then purity.
Support.
If you adopt the principles available in Prabhupada's big books, you will become pure. The purity will get you the force to
preach.
In my preaching, is there any force? Yes. You feel any force?
Yes.
Tirumala, you feeling any force in my preaching? Honestly speaking, force means what?
Heavy.
Force means heavy?
Heavy.
Force means, any physics is there? Force is F is equal to? F is equal. Force is F.
Distance mode.
Distance mode means what? MA. F is equal to mass into acceleration. What is the means? Is there any force in my preaching? Can anyone elaborate this one?
Change the heart.
Your idea should be moved. That should come out. Unwanted ideas should come out. Then only there is some force in my preaching. In my preaching, everybody is sleeping, they are neglected. This means there is no force in preaching, and that is not going to help the audience also. We cannot say, I'm expecting this one and that one, this one, that one and all. If there is no force to drive out unwanted things from within, then what is the use of that program? That may be a gangster's paradise, but that is not going to help anyone. Understand? There should be some force. Force means moving. MA, mass into acceleration. That's the force. Then only we are doing the preaching. Preaching is the essence. Preaching means driving out unwanted things and bringing Krishna consciousness, the originality, Sat Chit Ananda. This is the preaching. It is not come and touch my feet and give 50% of your salary to me. Enjoy your life nicely. This is not the preaching. Isn't it? We have to get back to our real position, constitutional position, Sat Chit Ananda. This life is not permanent. Don't think that I want to become an expert, I should get the Nobel Prize. I want this Bharat Ratna, I want this so many titles, gitals, that's not going to help us. I want to earn 30 lakhs a month. That's not the criterion. That is not going to help us if I become Krishna conscious. Get detached from material activities. Get attached to devotional service to Krishna. That is the perfection. So in this third purpose, what we learnt? What we learnt? Giving the idea that others are past parcels of Krishna and bring them to closer to Krishna. Then Krishna will play. As Krishna playing his flute, all are responded. Isn't it? They all come together to Krishna. Okay? So I hope the idea that now onwards you are also going to help others to take them closer to Krishna. Okay? Everybody can do like that one? Please raise your hands. How many people you want to do this one? Okay? Please, then we will be empowered by Krishna. That is the mercy of Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Is there anyone has any doubt or clarification required, please? Huh? Is not nice the purposes of all? Prabhupada is nice, Prabhupada's ideas are nice, Prabhupada's books are nice. So no one having any doubt? Huh? Everybody is feeling hungry? Huh? Even the leaders have no doubt for the sake of their followers. I wonder why no one has any doubt. Yes? Okay, I got gold is gold for him. So he wants to go back to his own organization. We cannot stop him. Only one thing I told. To such persons, we can do only two things. You can very easily offer the prasadam. Second thing, with little difficult, we have to convince him to chant Hare Krishna mantra. It's only two things. You cannot change his mood. That's not possible. Only how you can help him means you can give prasadam and you can ask him to chant Hare Krishna. If you enlighten him in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that's enough. We need not bother. And you can pray for Krishna also. Please help Krishna. He is also your part and parcel. I am unable to convince him. You please empower me so that I can help him. So many ways you can have the prayers. Prayers are unlimited, like Krishna. According to the situation. You understand? That's okay for your question. Answer is okay. Yes, anything else? No? Okay, Hare Krishna, everyone feeling hungry. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna.